development, and we're also developing Inter Junction in Botswana in a place called Slebepikwe. It's a 15,000 square meter retail development. Chairperson, insofar as our plans for Greater Giyani are concerned, Masingita has a vision to develop and grow the economy of Greater Giyani. And this is the vision that is formed by the fact that Giyani is a rural town which, since the dawn of democracy, has been able to attract investment of socio-economic value for the benefit of its community due to an ailing bulk infrastructure. And this is the ailing bulk infrastructure that both Mupani District Municipality and Greater Giyani Local Municipality have inherited from the former Gazankulu administration, and the upgrading and refurbishment thereof is reactive due to lack of budgetary provision. As a result, Giyani Town in the main is experiencing serious dark infrastructure challenges that not only affect the residents of that area, but do not appeal to economic investment of substance in the area. It is for this reason that in 2007, Masingita Group of Companies conceptualized a development plan for implementation in collaboration with both Mupani District Municipality and Greater Giyani Local Municipality to address the serious bulk infrastructure challenges that are being experienced in order to attract investments of socio-economic value in the area. And the principal objectives of this vision are centered on revitalization and redeveloping Giyani Town into a developmental and sustainable town, growing the local economy and improving the lives of people, thereby preserving livelihoods, enhancing the revenue base of Greater Giyani Local Municipality through property rates and taxes, improving the spatial functionality and optimize infrastructure and land assets, land use diversity and land use intensification, promoting convenient shopping for day-to-day essential needs of community, and retaining the town's buying power so as to ensure that the money is circulated within the Greater Giyani catchment area. And through our collaboration efforts with the two municipalities, that is Mupani District Municipality and Greater Giyani Local Municipality, in 2015, the Greater Giyani Local Municipality directed Masingita to source funding on behalf of municipality for the design and construction of an alternative road or street for public use, an alternative street that will link the township areas and the Giyani CBD. In 2019, both the Mupani District Municipality and Greater Giyani Local Municipality mandated Masingita to conduct a feasibility study on sewer, wastewater infrastructure and source funding on behalf of Mupani District Municipality for the improvement of the sewer, wastewater infrastructure of the entire Giyani town. We have, as Masingita, conducted market assessment to determine the special consumer needs within the Greater Giyani catchment area, and that has informed our development plan and vision. We have engaged as Masingita with the Development Bank of Southern Africa and the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition to provide sufficient budget for bulk infrastructure improvements targeting Giyani CBD, which requires high economic activities. Chairperson, based on that, informed by our market assessment and the vision, we started with the phase one development in 2017. What you are seeing on the screen, Chairperson, Honorable Chairperson, International Mall, which was developed in starting from 2017. It's an 800 million rand retail development that has created over 2,300 jobs during construction. And since its opening in March 2019, the mall has created over 1,500 permanent jobs. And it included their chairperson as part of our collaboration with the Greater Giani Local Municipality. We went to source funding on behalf of the municipality to construct the road that I'm showing, the road that is being shown on the screen. Phase two of this development is what we call Singita Urban Precinct. It's an integrated 600 million development on 10.9 hectares of land in extent. It is comprised of CTM, Topti, Easy Kitchen, a 100-bed hospital, and social housing. It's a development that, based on our socio-economic impact study, will create 1,350 jobs during construction and 530 jobs, permanent jobs, when it is fully operational. The third phase of our development, Chairperson, is what we call Kremetar Smart Growth Estate. Kremetar is in Giani. It is also an integrated 800 million rand development on 7.6 hectares of land in extent. It is comprised of a filling station, a convenience store for that suburban area. We have motor dealerships, VW and Toyota. And we also have Motor City, where bed spares, shops, battery center, tires sold in that Motor City. There are offices that are being planned for development. We are also planning a three-star hotel with a conferencing, because Giani town does not have a hotel at all. And in addition to that, we're planning housing development that we are collaborating with the Department of Human Settlements, Water and Sanitation. Chairperson, we've made a formal petition to the National Assembly because of systematic undue treatment by the current municipal manager of Greater Giani Local Municipality. As a result, we are not able to proceed with the implementation of developments of socio-economic value which have flighted now due to the unjustified treatment of Masurita group of companies by the current municipal manager, Mr. Chauke MM. We have had several meetings with the municipal manager, at which meetings other takings have been made yet not implemented by the municipal manager. We have observed, since he assumed office, an attitude of non-responsiveness to our proposals for development of socio-economic value. On the other hand, Chairperson, the municipal manager has written letters with baseless accusations, which are only aimed at tarnishing the professional reputation of Masingita Group of Companies, which letters we will show in the petition, or they are contained in the petition that is before you. We have raised this unjustified treatment of Masingita Group of Companies by the municipal manager with the political management team of Greater Giani Local Municipality, the Honorable Executive Mayor of Mpani District Municipality, the Honorable MEC of Limpopo Province, settlement and traditional affairs, despite attempts by all these three, the PMT, the executive mayor, and the honorable MEC to resolve issues which impede on development of socio-economic value. The municipal manager has defied their directives and in some instances has failed to honor meetings which are convened by the Department of Foster. We are therefore coming to you, Honorable Chairperson, petition, and we pray that having considered our petition, this Honorable Portfolio Committee will intervene on our behalf and direct municipality and more specifically the municipal manager to within 30 days conclude the service level agreement between municipality and Masingita in respect of sourcing of funding, design, construction of alternative road that Masingita has constructed for public use at the behest of the municipality in line with the council resolution. And within 30 days, review and correct statements of accounts in respect of property raised that have been issued on the basis of improper valuation of properties, and most importantly, ensure that such statements of account are in full compliance with the provision of Section 27(1) of the Municipal Property Rates Act. And within 3 days, withdraw the letter that you wrote to Masingita, dated 15th October 2020, and afford Masingita or its registered engineer an opportunity to comment on the technical investigation report that is contained in the petition as suggested in our letter that we wrote to the municipal manager. And we're asking that within 3 days, the municipal manager issues both Sploma and Raids clearance certificate that are in his office with accurate descriptions in respect of the remainder of portion 168 for which payment has been made and acknowledged by the municipality. And the Honorable Chairperson, in this regard, once we receive this Sploma and Raids clearance certificate, we undertake to withdraw the cost litigations against the municipality a day after receipt of both the Sploma and clearance certificate. And we pray that within 5 days, the municipal manager must issue a letter to DBSA to confirm the municipal support to the developments of social economic value that Masingita has long planned for implementation to enable DBSA to release bulk infrastructure funding. We say this, Honorable Chairperson, because on the 21st of October 2020, the DBSA, after having presented our development to DBSA, they went to the municipality to discuss these projects with them. And the municipal manager claimed not to have knowledge of these developments, yet records show that he is aware of these developments. He has issued letters of support on these developments. He has issued risk clearance certificates on these developments, but he has not been able to tell the truth to the DBSA. We have an email in that regard that comes from a DBSA, and as a result, we, DBSA, together with the department, convened us to a meeting to discuss this matter, and we presented the same developments to the municipal manager, who appreciated our developments as they will support the municipality and the revenue base of the municipality, but he then raises issues to say we have issues with Masingita that need to be sorted before I issue a letter of support, which issues we are not aware of. We therefore ask again, Chairperson, that this Honorable Portfolio Committee encourage and support mutual working together between the municipality of Greater Giani and Masingita that is founded on the principles of the municipal service partnership. As Masingita, we are desirous, Honorable Chairperson, to work together with the municipality in order for the municipality to achieve its stated objectives of local government and its developmental and service delivery obligations. I thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you so much, and Mr. Pierre, if you can remove your presentation on the screen. Remove it on the screen, please, so that you can be able to work properly. There we go. So you are not, you are alone, you are fine. You can then move to the next slide. Thank you. Mayor of Giani, I see the speaker is also here, Councillor. You are welcome. And the chief whip, Councillor Mashale, MR is here. Kenai and MF is also here. Can I hand over to you, Mayor? Mayor Shivambu, so that you deal with the high-level matters and then you can hand over to the MM to deal with the technical matters.
Thanks, Chairperson, and greetings to the member of the portfolio committee.
Can you pull up a bit? It's teeny. I'm up. We can't see you, we can't see your mouse. There we go. That's better. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I've already started to greet the chairperson on behalf of the portfolio committee, Jacob, and greetings to my colleagues, the PMT and the municipal manager. And greetings to the executive mayor and the entire entourage from his office. And greetings from the MEC of Corkstar and his entire entourage. And greetings to the department or from the MEC, your treasurer, Afshane. Thanks, Chairperson. I want to thank you for giving me for the municipality this opportunity. Indeed, we did get the petition as the Greater Giani Municipality from the National Speaker of Parliament alerting us. It was on the 4th of November that they got the petition, maybe from the on the 25th of November of October. So we also received it that the Speaker was alerting us about the petition. Chairperson, allow me to raise what was raised in the petition that came to Greater Giani Municipality from Masingita Group of Company. We were busy working with Masingita Group of Company, interacting with them, and also our officials led by the accounting officer, Mr. Chauke. But I want to say to this meeting that indeed we received the petition as alluded by Mr. Pierre from Masingita Group of Company. But I just want to make sure that this house, they know what is it that we got from that petition. I think number one, it was about the monies owed by the Masingita Group to Greater Giani Municipality. And the second one, it was about the road dispute and the roads and shares that were taken between Masingita Group of Company and Greater Giani Municipality. And the third one that was petitioned to us. It was a co-petition of Masingita Group by Greater Giyani Municipality for the design and construction of alternative streets for public use that is in Giyani CBD area. The fourth one, the exchange of Masingita-owned land with municipal-owned land that we did have, and we have exchanged it with the Masingita Group of Company for their development. The fifth one, it was the improper valuation of properties of subsidiary entities on Masingita Group. And the sixth one, that was petitioned, it was inaccurate billing for property rates and taxes. And the next one, it was about the delays in the insurance of Pluma contract letter and rates clearance certificate for the remainder of portion 168 of Farm Greater Giyani 891-LT. I think, Chairperson, the last one was the eighth one, the proposed development by Masingita Group of Company. So I wanted to state in this house that this is the petition with the content that we received from the National Speaker of Parliament that was petitioned by Masingita Group of Company, of which when it arrived in our municipality, we have sat as the PMT and the municipal manager with the directors, including the CFO, so that we go through the petition. So, Chairperson, allow to hand over to the accounting officer so that he has to detail the what we did as Greater Giyani Municipality after receiving the petition until today, Chairperson.
Thank you, Mayor Shivambu, for the introduction of the matters. Can we ask the MM to respond to the matters as raised by the petitioners? MM? Introduce yourself first for the benefit of the members. But I think they know you already because you are attending the petition. Tell yourself your name and proceed.
Okay.
Yes, proceed. Introduce. Magritte. It's like we're having network challenges. And the baby is there at the MM's house. Can you hear, please?
No.
Yes.
Thanks very much, Honorable Chair, for giving me the opportunity to present this report from Greater Giyani Municipality. Which is a response to the petition that has been received by your respectful parliament. I would like firstly to greet the chairperson and all honorable members that are present here from the portfolio of Cooperative Governance and Transitional Affairs. My colleagues from National Culture that are present here, led by the DG, and also my sincere greetings to the Honorable Minister and Deputy Minister in absentia. I would also like to extend my greetings to our Honorable MEC in the province in absentia, colleagues led by the DDG and DG, And also greetings to our Honorable Executive Mayor, Honorable Councillor Spleshai, and my colleagues led by the MM at the district. I will further extend my greetings to my Honorable Mayor, Honorable Speaker, and my Honorable Chief Whip. Also the colleagues that are from Greater Giyani Municipality that are present in this meeting. The purpose of this report is to just give the portfolio committee an overview of the circumstances that led to the existing dispute between Masingita Group of Company and Greater Giyani Local Municipality. I won't dwell much on the background. I think we heard enough from the petitioners on that. Safe to say that is the municipality as defined in Section 2 of the Local Government Systems Act, which has legislative mandate in terms of Section 156(2), Subsection 2 of the Constitution of the Republic of the Country, and of course Act 108, which is our constitution. Added to that is the Municipal Systems Act of Section 32 of 2000. The problem areas, Honorable Chair, is that currently, as an institution, despite the intervention by our PMT led by the Chief Whip, and also the intervention by the Honorable Executive Mayor on the matters, we sitting as we speak now with cases that Masingita Group of Company has taken the municipality to court, High Court Toronto, on almost most all the issues that have been referred to the portfolio committee of COPTA. I would also like to indicate that one of the issues that were referred to has been reported to court was struck out of the roll substance in terms of the agency that was presented to the court. I would like to also indicate that the Section 9A of Limpopo Petition Act bars the committees from entertaining matters which are pending in court. And from my annexures, I've attached the petition that talks to that as Annexure H. Greater Giyani Municipality would like will highly appreciate if the Honorable Committee can guide in such cases where we're sitting today explaining some of the content that will be used in court as the defense to the institution, and we are discussing the matter today. However, I would like to proceed and say the second major challenge is that of the right clearance certificate as presented by the petitioners. I would like to place on record that Masingita Group of Company is indebted to the Greater Giyani Municipality in the sum of 7,521,823.78 as of November 2020 in rates and taxes, which money is needed for the provision of service delivery to the people. This is the, I share the same sentiments with the petitioners to say Greater Giyani is a rural municipality which is in dire need of revenue in order to avoid the dependency on grants. And I would appreciate if these monies that are owed to the municipalities as of November 2020 are paid by the Masinga group of companies to the municipality. Safe to say that the above figure excludes the December to date amounts, which takes the total amounts that is owed to Greater Biya Municipality by Masinga group of company to 8,897,756.90. The figures that talks to that in terms of the statements has been attached and marked an extra A. This is the consolidated statement of account issued to Masingita by Greater Giyang Municipality. I would like to also indicate that the figure of 8.8 million as reflected above is the figure that has been agreed upon between Masingita Group of Companies Financial Finance Department. This year, in January, in the meeting that was agreed upon last year that we should sit jointly with Masingita Group of Companies Finance Department to clarify the areas of concern. So on this 8.8 million, there's no adjustment whatsoever because all the issues were clarified with the department, financial department representatives that came to the municipality in January 2021, the date of which is part of the report with also the annex chart that proves that we had a meeting with them and the resolutions that were taken to arrive to that amount. This is solely the rent and taxes amount that as Greater Giyang Municipality we need to provide services to our poor community. Despite the existence of the debt, Masingita Group requires the Greater Giyang Municipality to issue it with a rate clearance certificate, contrary to which the provision of Section 118 of the Systems Act 32 of 2000 that prescribed or provides for, in line with paragraph 50.1Q of debt collection and credit control policy of the Greater Giyang Municipality, which states that the consolidated account will not be consolidated on application of a revenue clearance certificate, be consolidated on the application of the rate clearance certificate, and therefore the clearance certificate should be issued once the accrued amount on the consolidated accounts have been fully settled. Section 118, subsection 1 provides that a registrar of deeds or other, the registrar of deeds or other registration officer of immovable property may not register the transfer of property except on production to the registration officer of prescribed certificates issued by the municipality in which the property is situated, and which certifies that all amounts in due in connection with the property of the municipal services fees such as and other property rates and other municipal rates and tax fees and duties during the 2 years preceding the date of application for the certificate have been fully paid. That's section 118. Item number 3.2.4 would like to clearly indicate the Masinga Group could not pass the scrutiny of this provision as demonstrated in the attached statement of annexure marked A. The application by Masinga Group has not been approved, rightfully so, by the municipality owing to its failure to comply with the above legislative requirements. This did not go down well with Masinga Group of Companies, hence the petition, and where the municipality was taken to court under 3.2.5 and to Tando Division of High Court under case number 314/2020, forcing the municipality to issue the rate clearance certificates to Masingita Group on urgent basis. The court struck the matter off the roll for its lack of agency and substance, and further granted the court order in favor of the municipality. That is Annex B of our attachments, which shows the case numbers and the court order and the case that was granted to in favor of Greater Gian Municipality. The valuation roll. 4.1, the Municipal Property Rates Act makes provision, Act No. 6 of 2004, Section 30, Subsection 1 of the Municipal Property Rates Act, requires that the municipality which intends to levy a rate on property must compile a general valuation roll for all properties within the municipal area of jurisdiction, in line with Section 78, Subsection 1 of the Municipal Property Rates Act, and the municipality cost a 2019-2020 supplementary valuation roll to be retained properties in respect of incorrectly omitted from valuation roll included in the municipality after the last valuation roll and subdivided or consolidated after the last general valuation roll, of which the market value has substantially increased or decreased after the last valuation roll. These are the processes that I'm trying to indicate as guided by the valuation roll process. And the process, Municipal Property Rate Act makes provision as well for lodging of objections. Objections that were received from a single group of companies on F94 Giani BA, F107 BA, remainder of portion 168 of the farm Greater Giani, portion 178 farm Greater Giani 81 LT, F76 Giani BA. The municipality received these objections with the objections from Masingita Group were well received, and it is on this basis that we made provision for them to object and objections jointly with Masingita Group of companies and the municipal valuer were finalized, which gave a rise to the amounts that we used as the basis of our billing process. Furthermore, in line with the Section 55, Subsection 1 of the Municipal Property Rate Act, the letter also stated that the municipal manager will recover from or repay to the person liable for the payments of the rate difference. Calculated amount actually paid on the property since the effective date and the amount payable in terms of the adjustment of the property. To summarize the above statement, Honorable Chair, what it says is, as much as the Masingita Group of companies has properties to a certain value within the institution, within the municipal jurisdiction, technical errors and any other minor issues does not stop the institution or the company from paying what is due to the institution. However, should there be any material changes that need to be effected as and when we do the property valuation annual, the supplementary valuation roll, adjustments in the statement of accounts will be made, which will indicate that in cases there's a little bit of amount that was paid to the municipality and we have adjusted, it will just indicate to Masingita Group that you are the amounts due to you as a result of the adjustment is this much. That is the spirit of understanding that the properties that are there will be there for more than 100 years, and in any case they will be accruing some amounts that needs to be paid to the municipality in respect of rates and taxes monthly. So in whichever way, as long as the properties are there, it's a lifetime debt that Masingita Group has to service. So all of the above were done jointly with our property valuer And the municipality continued to with the normal billing process in compliance with the Section 50, Subsection 6, which states that the lodging of an objection does not defer liability for payment of rates beyond the determined payment. All municipal accounts relating to Masingita Group of Companies were adjusted in terms of the final supplementary valuation rolls after the completion of the valuation objection process. To date, there are no discrepancies on Masingita Group of Companies' assets in terms of the our valuation rolls. Item number five, Masingita Group debt in respect of the land used to build the mall. Like they said that since I when was appointed, there are some of the things that as an accounting officer I questioned and I needed clarity, which is also my fiduciary duties as an accounting officer as reflected under Section 61 of the Municipal Finance Management Act. I had to get to the bottom of the issues around Masingita Group of Company closing the public road that belongs to the municipality in favor of building their mall. This came to my attention after the tenants and other neighboring shops came to complain to say, we see they're about to close the road that was used by taxis and public, and we might run a chance of losing business at our area. And when I checked the records before my time, I found that there were letters that were written to Masingita Group of Company indicating clearly that the condition of development is only applicable if they are able to make an alternative road to be used by the public. This was mainly because the municipality was happy with its road, but in favor of development, we had to be flexible and allow them to close, provided that they close, they make provision for the alternative road. That is, from my attachment, the issue that talks about letters that were written to Masingita, which clearly indicate that item number 2.3 on the attachment of the letter that was written in 2015, July, on the 3rd, which is under Annexure C on my attachment. I won't dwell much on the other issues on the letter. Item number 2.3 states that the cost of construction for the proposed alternative road will be incurred by Masingita Group of Companies. And another letter indicated as well, it was written in 2015 on the 7th, July and the 15th, it was indicating that the closure of our street condition is that it should be done provided Masingita Group of Companies, the developer, makes provision for an alternative road. Since from our side, Honorable Chair, you will understand that any development that we do or any service delivery issue that we do as a municipality is guided by the integrated development plan. And we could not, from the 5-year to 10-year plan of the municipality, anticipate that Masingita Group of Company will close our road in favor of building their mall. And we could not take the money that has been communicated to public that will be bringing these services to you by when and build a road in favor of the development. We the municipality, even if it was before my time, I think it was a good thinking to say Masingita should bear the development cost in order to moving the development of the mall that they are doing. After lengthy discussion for the fact that my Singita book needed to the right clearance certificate, we felt that the legislation is there, which is saying that we cannot issue the clearance certificate if there are some amounts that are being owed to us. We felt that since our PMC and the management has made Masinga Group, let's put the memorandum of agreement on issues that we'll be doing in order for us in the near future to have reference, so that even the coming accounting officers will have proper records of what transpired during my time. Is that we, in respect of this land that Masinga Group closed and used it to build the mall, we entered into a memorandum of agreement, which was signed by the chairman of my Singita Group of Company, Mr. Nguna, on the 25th of February 2019, wherein we had agreed that 1,967,000 should be paid into our attorney's account that will be dealing with the transfer of the property within 30 days. You should understand that in terms of the law of conveyancing, this is applicable before the transfer of the property. But in the interest of the development, Masingita had closed the street, and we didn't dispute that because we had an understanding that they will be building the alternative road at their cost. We were following up on a property that has been occupied already. And in terms of conveyancing, the person that has occupied the property before the transfer, that person should be paying what sort of a rental amount, which is equivalent to 1% minimum in the form of occupational rent. We didn't take that direction, because we felt that in the presence of this agreement, Masingita Group will honor the agreement, and the agreement is attached there as Annexure C, which was signed by all witnesses and Masingita Group of Company. And to date, to this end, we have not received that amount from Masingita Group of Company, which adds to the 8 million that is owed. So we are saying that the total amount is sitting at around, it's 9,488,823.78. That is the 1.9 plus the one that was issued up to November, excluding the December, January, which when we include that, it goes beyond 10 million, roughly. We have returned to Masingita Group on the closure of the road, and we have indicated that the road should be built at developer's cost. That was clear. We've got letters to that effect. Masingita Group further wrote a letter of demand from their attorneys, claiming that the municipality has delayed in the approval of the building plans, and they've lost some business interest or money that they could have earned by building McDonald's in the same area. We'd like to place on record that there was no delay whatsoever in terms of approving these building plans. Any building plans that get submitted to the institution follows various processes, and in this case, since this is a major development, there were a lot of stakeholders and sector departments that were involved. We received this in January 2018, whereupon the quotation was issued. Masingita Group submitted the revised drawings again on the 31 July 2019 with the revised drawing plans, and the payment for the plans that were submitted for the quotation that was issued in January, we only received the payment for the approval of plans on the 15th of August 2019. We have an extra D1, D2 to support that. It is also worth pointing out that In terms of the building treaties, no application could be entertained before the payment of the applicable fees by the municipality in terms of boosting the revenue of the institution. And what made it worse again is that the very same plans indicated that whatever that they're building is on top of the sewer line, bulk sewer line, which is again the responsibility of the Water Services Authority. And there were various sector departments that had to be part of this approval process, including the fire department. So there was no delay whatsoever in terms of approval of this plan. We finally had, on the 10th of December, the plans were approved after Masingita Group has finished the outstanding information for fire. And on the 1st of January, Greater Giani further made a covering letter to approve the same plans on the 29th of January. The annexure of that approval is marked D3. So the submission of the approval of plans is a process, and we have done what was reasonable at the institution to ensure that all the sector departments are consulted before we can approve these plans. And also taking into consideration that there were some delays as well from their side to pay for the plan fees approval. After the approval of the plan, Masingita served the municipality with a letter of demand that the delay in approving those plans resulted in losing business opportunity that could have earned by Masingita Group to an amount of 28.6 million. The annexure E talks to that. We would like to state on record that they might have some contracts with whoever, but the contract should have made provision for the lead time for approval of processes of such, and of which as the Greater Giani Municipality complied, and we could not necessarily have control over such agreements that they claimed to have with other third parties. And we have approved the buildings immediately after receiving comments from affected stakeholders. We have responded to this letter, to this claim of letter of demand, and that's where it's ended. After having clarified Masingita Group of Company, we haven't received anything except that claim, letter of demand. Item number 7 talks to the roads, road leading to the mall. This is the existing road that Masingita Group had to upgrade to allow the motorists to enter their mall. Any road contract, any development that touches on the public road needs various approvals, and the developer should bear the cost of the turning lanes to the mall or any development if it's a business. And that's what happened with this case of Masingita. And it is again on record that as an institution, we did not have on our IDP such a project that we need to make upgrade to accommodate the mall. But we are flexible to say, at the developer's cost, do the upgrade to allow the people to enter your mall. But what we cannot compromise is the standard or quality of the road. The annexure that talks to that is annexure F1. As a result, the letter that the petitioners had indicated to say we wrote the letter to them, which they feel needs to be withdrawn, and a withdrawal that I, as an accounting officer of the institution, doesn't see it fit, is that road. Even now, Chairperson, if you can send a delegation that are closer to Giani to go and drive on that road, it's just less than a kilometer or so. There is a circle that has been constructed off-site the road. Unfortunately, having my engineering background, I could talk to the issues on this road, and we found a lot of mistakes that are there. But what is very clear is that there are cycles that are causing accident daily, and which we have written a letter to say, if you don't improve the quality and this thing is posing danger to the public and people will come to the municipality, can you please correct this? Failure to do so will stop you from tampering on our existing infrastructure. The quality of that road is in a bad state in terms of what has been done by my Singapore group. And it's not only bad, it's also not aligned with the required standards. Like the second that I'm talking about that is very far from the road. It's like it's an island on its own. And from the Greater Giyani Municipality, we're serving the interest of the public. We have to raise this issue with my Singida group to say correct. And we also indicated that where we need to correct jointly, we would assist where possible to make sure that the road is correct to save our people. We have received a civil claims or suit against the municipality as a result of this road, and that suit is attached as annexure S2. This was during the course of the process while we were pursuing a single group to correct all the poor workmanship on the road. In respect of the above problem issues, there is a pending case against the municipality, case number 001/2020, which is an FDG, which case was earlier struck out of the roll, of course, that took to that road. The closure of Masingita Group for the purposes of building the mall, that's what I've also indicated, that they owe us the portion, that for that portion, 1.9 million. And there was never an arrangement that I know as an accounting officer of the institution that Greater Giyani Municipality committed to reimburse or pay Masingita Group for that. For that construction. And even if it was there, it would have been erroneously done, and it would have been against, in contravention of the legislation, in that the municipality cannot spend the public funds on assets that are not owned by the institution. And we're feeling that as developers, boosting the economy of Greater Giyani, they should have borne the cost, they should bear the cost of development in the interest of the development. Now, item number 8, our executive mayor intervened on this matter, which is contrary to what I've seen presented. Our honorable executive mayor arranged a virtual meeting on the 22nd of July 2020 between Greater Giyani Municipality PMT and accounting officer and a single group of company representatives and Mopani, where a joint decision was taken to resolve all these matters amicably. It is in this spirit that the PMT and the accounting office of the institution, which is myself and the management, met Masingita Group physically on the 27th of August of October 2020, where we agreed that in order for us to move on these issues, we should resolve the issues in an amicable manner as directed by the meeting that was chaired by the executive mayor. But to resolve that, we should do it within the parameters of law. And to effect that, we had to reach a written resolution, some resolutions. This meeting was chaired by our honorable speaker, where we met, we agreed that we need to draft a memorandum of agreement in terms of the resolutions, in that even if we were to release some of the clearance certificates, we are able to show the auditors that there is an arrangement between the two parties. The resolution of the meeting that was held on the 27th of October 2020 resolved the following. One, Masingita Group will withdraw the pending cases against Greater Giyani Municipality at Trandall High Court. Two, the recourse of this nature could only be sought after all internal processes have been has failed. 9.3.3, the road posing safety hazards constructed by Masinda Group, which led to civil claims, should be corrected by both parties assisting each other for the interest for the safety of the public. 9.3.4, the municipality will validate the statement of accounts on rates and taxes to enable Masinda Group to make payment arrangements, and same has been done during the working session that was held on the 13th of January 2021 between Masinda Group of Company Finance Department representatives and Greater Guiana finance officials. 9.3.5, Masinda Group sent a withdrawal letter to all petitions and all petitions that have been written to by Masinda Group to COCTA Portfolio Committee, Provincial COCTA, Executive Mayor of Mopani District, MEC of COCTA, and any other sector department that they could have sent anything that relates to the dispute, since we are agreeing that we are resolving this thing, this issue amicably. It was part of the resolution. 9.3.6, after all the resolutions were documented, same was sent for signing by Masinda Group as a result. At the present moment, a final draft that contained all resolutions have been sent to Masinda Group for their countenance, which is annexure A. As a municipality, we didn't see it. We made numerous follow-ups to Masinda Group of Companies to sign the agreement, and the main objective of that was to ensure that we start implementing what we have resolved, which includes issuing of the rate-bearing certificates and attending to some of the issues that need to be attended. This was a working document or a guide or a yardstick that could be presented anywhere as and when we proceed with our agreement. And if there are questions raised to say, Masinda Group is owing you, what have you, why are you issuing the rate clearance? We'll say there's an arrangement and everyone has signed and we have agreed to that. Masinda Group disregarded this meeting resolutions, and we felt that after learning that they have submitted same a petition to the portfolio of COCTA, we remain worried that our meeting that was held on the 27th of October 2020 didn't yield results, and we could not get a sense of why Masinda Group could not sign that. Hence, we made 5 follow-ups via emails, which is annexed M1, M2, M3, M4, and M5. And this was also followed by several telephone conversations by our legal manager to get this matter off our desk. So if this was done, Honorable Chair, we could have long resolved this issue. We will be coming to the Portfolio Committee today to say that this issue between ourselves and Masinda Group of Company has been resolved. Towards the end, I would like to indicate that the municipality would like to place on record and commitment that we commit on record that we remain committed to work with Masinda Group of Company as our key stakeholder within the institution, and willing to discuss any additional issues that were not part of the agreement separately so that we are able to resolve the issues. I would also like to bring to the committee's attention that...
You're not talking to us about the legislative framework, because this is our law. We all know this law. You can't be doing that to us. Are you done?
Can I...
Another thing, it was for your own research, not for us. We are at the end of this legislation.
Thanks, Chairperson. I would like to indicate that as an accounting officer, you gave me the fiduciary duties that I need to act to the best interest of the institution, and that's what I've done today. Thank you.
Okay. Let me hear the, before I, because I don't want the dialogue, let me hear what has been the role of the district council. Can you remove your the presentation on the screen, I wasn't to see the executive mayor. I haven't seen him in ages. I last saw him last year, before COVID.
Okay, I'm trying to avail. Chairperson?
What's calling the chairperson?
Pleasure.
Yes.
Are we going to also hear the response of Masingita?
Yes. Isn't that
so that we can have a discussion around the issues that which stand. I must submit, Chair, that the spirit in that meeting was mature. Both parties had a commitment to assist the process to ensure that all the matters which are a source of conflict are dealt with. And in that meeting, because the relationship was more the issue which impact on how they approach the substantive matters, even when we dealt with the issues in our engagement, there was a consensus, an understanding amongst all of us that we have an obligation to find mechanisms to deal with the issues that which are there from cooperative point of view. So we made an assessment of the issues, but we also made the submission that most of the decisions that they take when they work on this mammoth project, sometimes those issues must still find a way into council so that council is updated, but also is alive to the issues that are happening around development in Great Tanzania. So we rose from that session, all of us, energized to say there is a new spirit to can begin to deal with the issues. Never mind the date of the 27th, 11th, it's October. When we followed up with the mayor of Greater Diaz, we received the report that they met on the 27th of October. They are now specifically dealing with the issues and the mechanism they should employ to deal with them. I think it's part of what the MMO is raising, which put us at an assurance that at least something is happening. So where we are as a district, we have the conviction that the process from all parties cooperating is receiving necessary attention so that we do not scupper development at that level. Now, I'm saying, Chair, that the issues that relate to Masingita Group of Companies Greater Giyani are not the issues that you can quickly resolve and put a timeline, because they are ongoing issues which must be defined by a commitment on the part of all of us. So that because the project planned and the existing mall are ongoing developmental issues, Masingita Group of Companies Greater Giyani and ourselves should proceed to provide that much needed support, even in the areas of conflict where I hold a view that there are committed attempts on the part of both parties, and the source of irritation should indeed be addressed as and when we proceed by the rest of us. I also submit, Chair, in terms of the role that we played in trying to bring all the parties together to resolve the matters.
Thank you, Executive Mayor. Appreciate it. Can we see you? Oh, here comes Executive Mayor. Okay, fine. Sure. Can I hear the province? You judge?
Thanks very much, Chair. And good morning, Chair and members of the committee, Executive Mayor, Mayors, and all colleagues in the room. We indeed are aware of the challenge that has been taking place between the Masingita Group and the Greater Giyani. And as early as February 2019, Masingita did write to us regarding some of the issues that they were not agreeing with the municipality, and there's a number of interactions that have taken place. I'm going to request now my colleague, Patina, she's the director responsible for land use. She's the one that has been facilitating the discussions between Greater Giyani Municipality and the Masingita Group. Just to quickly, a very short presentation, really, Chair, just on the work that we have been doing to try and facilitate and mediate in the whole process. Thank you very much, Chair. Over to you, Pat.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Malatela. Good morning, Mayor Mutambi.
going to, good morning, members. I'm just quickly going to get into very short presentation because a lot of issues have been mentioned by the previous speakers regarding what is transpiring between these between the Masengeta group and the municipality. The presentation is on the screen. Can I proceed? Thank you very much. It's by the nodding of the head I can see you. Thank you very much. Otherwise, I'm not going to read wait.
Yes, just do the highlight.
Yes, what you think? As indicated by my DDG, Dr. Malashana, a letter of complaint was received on in February 2019, the 18th, from the Masengeta group. And several engagements were done by this department to play a role of intermediator as requested. If the team would like to know how many the days where the meetings were held, it indicated on the presentation, and we're trying to get the issues that makes the two parties not agree. And all what has been indicated by the municipality and Masengeta, it has been said prior to my presentation. I'll just touch on the dates where this department has played its role of intervention. Starting from May 2019, we had this meeting between us, one-to-one between the department and Masengeta. And the ultra partem rule, the other side of the coin, we went to the municipality on the 3rd of September to hear the side of the municipality. And all those issues that were mentioned earlier were discussed. The key issue, I would say, as the presentation is going to be submitted, it has got different dates that we were trying to make if the two parties meet and amicably reach a resolution to resolve their issues. As indicated by the municipality, the issue was pending the money and the issue of the court, and if a case has been brought before the court, you will understand me, Tambi, as a lawyer, that certain issues that had to be first resolved by the Toyando court, but in the meantime we were trying our best to meet Masengeta and the greater Gian municipality. In short, the department feels it is critical that Masengeta and Masengeta group of companies and municipality should meet, and apparently they indicated in the presentation that they are prepared to meet and resolve their issue and keep so that there is no third party in effect. Unless they come across issues that are very difficult, they will still need the intervention of the department. We are ready to also play a role of advocacy. Let me close my presentation as a lot of issues have been covered in terms of the history.
Leave this one first, because the digital tools of the members, you didn't get the presentation. While I've left this clarity on conclusion, because the members will have to ask, you said there was a meeting that was there,
I can go
on the 16th of December, on the conclusion part. Go to the conclusion part.
Thank you.
Yes. Both parties were invited, and then Greater Gianni Municipality was absent, and apology was not sent. The meeting was not successful, as the aim was to give both parties a hearing. And then, I'm sure I was plentiful of the events, the series of events, December 2020. Then the department took an initiative to visit CSG and to get more blood. Definitely we're going to do it in January, yeah? Following the sequence of events. And then January came with the lockdown regulations. In the province, there was a challenge to visit the municipality as able as anticipated. To me, this work in progress, I just wanted the members to know that. So that when we interact, the way you were still going to visit Guyana and the department, the way I look at it. Yes. But the way it is, ne? That's the end of the presentation. Yeah.
This is the end of the presentation because...
So we know that you will answer the question, don't worry. I wanted that to be clear because we didn't have the presentation at the end, but you summarized the witness now. Okay. I think we are done on the part of... the presentation. Then we'll give Masingita now because you see, Where I'm seated, I'm asking myself a lot of questions. Why are we here? That's number one. Then, also, if you read Section 152 of the Constitution, the MN attached it to us, in particular, wants to see. Local government on the update, we are expected to promote social and economic development. I think that's the reason why we are here also in terms of the objectives of local government. And then I'm trying to not to speak just less clarity because when we look at this profile that you see some beautiful malls in Botswana. You see, Plaza Bay is there. Then it's a nice one. And then you see, understand. Maybe I want to understand, maybe this one when you deal with us, why did you go through this similar experience, Mr. Piri? You'll respond, but I want you also to talk to these things because so that I want to understand. When you do your development, do you go through the same what you're going through without looking at me? Because I want to understand. I was just looking at your profile. I find it very lucrative. Maybe after this, I must also lobby you to come and develop in Juan. You know my hometown. On a lighter note. And I should think also monkey that would want to singane monkeys. But it's fine. Let's proceed so that we understand the things. We just want to understand. I'll give you to respond because so where is the area I see the department's commitments. But also colleagues from the department, your turnaround time. From February 2019, we are seated today, but we must understand that there was lockdown. Not speaking on their behalf, you know when people are running a business, they commit, it's guaranteed, whatever. I'm not based on that one, let me not speak, but I'm trying to think, as a Jesus, that can you isolate points of dispute? We're not going to resolve your dispute here now today. I've got a particular way of thinking, safe to say, and our standing rules of order, that's why they did it. I insisted that we hear this meeting. It says that nothing passed us as the committee from considering petitions on matters pending in court. As long as we refrain pronouncing on the merits of the matter. So that's where we are. But ours is to make sure that services are provided to the recipients in an equitable frame and promptly and efficiently so. But But let me then allow having the fruit of the petition. The one of the executive mayor of Mopani Friends, it seems to say that ourselves as a district, we have managed to facilitate this, and we believe that these are the meters that are ongoing. So we'll keep on, because there's an issue that the MM that I found it to be the of relationship. If it goes or whatever, then we'll deal with it later. Because that's what precisely what the executive mayor of Mopani is trying to share with us. You can remove your presentation nothing on the screen so that we hear Mr. Pioni. This is the situation, Mr. Chris. How do you respond? You've raised the issue of the municipality, the district and the province have responded. What I like on the part of the province, they are telling us that it's work in progress, fighting COVID. And then there was a meeting that was held in December, which Gianni didn't attend. I think Gianni must tell us as well, why didn't they attend the meeting? But first response, then we deal with those issues in a way of trying to find a solution to all these meetings. Over to you, Mr. Terry.
Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Patrona Samuki, thank you for giving us the opportunity to respond to issues that the Greater Diallo local municipality has raised in the presentation. We must state upfront that I have made some notes as the municipal manager was making his presentation, and also that we did receive the presentation last night. We have gone through it, we have gone through the 231 pages that were forwarded to us, and I am going to deal with those issues, Honorable Chairperson. You have asked a question to the Honorable Chairperson that why are we here? We are here because Masingita has been impeded to promote and develop the economy of Greater Giyani. That is the starting point. You have also asked a question, are we experiencing similar challenges with other municipalities? And the answer to that is no. We are working well with municipalities where we are developing. I will start with the city of Johannesburg Metropolitan Municipality. In our presentation, we showed you Masingita City, which is a 4.2 billion rand development that we are implementing as of this year, 2021. We have partnered with the state of Johannesburg. We have gone to Development Bank of Southern Africa to provide funding for bulk infrastructure, which is amounting to 246 million rand. As we speak, Honorable Chairperson, the Development Bank of Southern Africa has appointed a financial consultant to do a financial modeling on Masingita City and the market assessment so that they determine if the property rates that will be derived from Masingita City will be able to repay the loan that DPSA will be giving the municipality. This money goes to the municipality, not ourselves, but then ring-fenced for Masingita City. And as much as the municipality collects rates and taxes from Masingita City, they then repay the loan. We are working very well. The the development, which is one of the catalyst development on the Western Development Corridor that the Gauteng province has pronounced on. Honorable Chairperson, we are working well with the Province Chavanu Municipality. I've shown in my presentation a 1.4 billion rand to Buzana Development Precinct that we're starting to develop as of March 2021. As a matter of fact, the council of the Province Chavanu Local Municipality has made a resolution to enter into a partnership, a development partnership with us. We have therefore signed a land availability agreement, making land available into this partnership. And this kind of partnership says that the municipality of Province Chavanu will provide external services, bulk infrastructure, or coordinate the provision of bulk infrastructure. We will do internal services. As we speak, Chairperson, the municipality has returned to DBSA to seek one technical support as well as financial support on this development. We have worked well, and we're still working well with the Makato Local Municipality. There's a development that will be open for trading in March, on the 25th of March 2021 in Silo, at Silo. We have cooperated with the Council of Makato Local Municipality and the administration thereof, and the municipality has applied for funding for bulk infrastructure provisioning under the critical infrastructure program that is being managed by the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition. We were given money. Out of the money that was required for bulk infrastructure, DTIC was able to give 57% of the funding, which is free money. It's a grant and not a loan. And we as investors have therefore contributed the balance, which is 43%. And we're working well. And we're developing a taxi rank for public use using this money. We're working well with the greater than the local municipalities. I'm sure that we will be developing a shopping center in Guangua Township. As we speak, just last week we received a council resolution in terms of which the council of the Greater Giani Local Greater Sanin Local Municipality has made a resolution to collaborate with Masingita and apply for in-park infrastructure grants from the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition. We are in the process of applying for those funds. We are working well with Mahikeng Local Municipality, where we are developing in Mahikeng and Freedom Park, Rustenburg. As we speak, Honorable Chair, the Mayoral Committee has recommended for Council resolution collaboration between Masingita and my intention that to apply for funding for this development. So, and also the Rustenburg municipality. So we have no problem with other municipalities. And let me also state that we never had a problem with the municipal managers before Mr. Jahuke. We have had mutual working together with the previous municipal managers, Mr. Matsingi, GI, and the acting municipal manager, who cooperated well with us in terms of development. All these problems, which has led by the current municipal manager. We've demonstrated this to all these structures, and we want to demonstrate it to you now. Now, as I deal with the presentation that the municipal manager has made, firstly, I want to say that the presentation makes reference to my signature group of companies in one area, and on another area, it makes the reference to my signature property investment group. I want to state upfront, Honorable Chairperson, that which may have a company known as Masingita Property Investment Group. I don't know where it comes from. So maybe the municipal manager will inform this Honorable Committee where that name comes from. And we will not want to be associated with that company. Now, as I deal with the problem areas that have been highlighted by the municipal manager, allow me first to deal with the issue that the presentation that has been made by both the executive mayor of Mufani District Municipality and the provincial department. It is true that the executive mayor, after having received our letter, convened a meeting of the 2nd of July 2020. In that meeting, having presented facts, he ordered the municipality, the PMT, and the municipal manager to respond to the issues that were raised within 3 days. And that is not appearing in his presentation. Yet, the executive mayor is saying there is mutual working relationship between the municipality and Masingita. We will not be here if there is a mutual working relationship. Within 3 days, the response was not submitted to the municipal manager. The PFT did not convene a meeting to resolve this issue. It is for this reason that after failing at the level of the executive mayor, we then wrote to the Honorable MEC. I'm not surprised, Chairperson, that if you look at the first page of the presentation by the executive mayor, it says support to Greater Giyani Municipality. However, the content does not state the facts as per the proceedings of the meeting of the 27th, of the 22nd of July 2020. If indeed he has given an instruction that within 3 days these issues must be resolved, they should be having a report. And they should have consulted with us as the petitioners or the company that issued the letter to the executive mayor to say, I have received the response from the PFT or the municipal manager, what is your take? Or to inquire, are you in discussion with the municipal manager? So it is one-sided, it is hearing one side of the story. The principle of OGR Gram Pachem is not applied. On the issue of the provincial department, Chairperson, I had expected the department to say to this honorable committee that the meeting of the 15th of December was not the only meeting that was convened. We have evidence that the department convened a meeting on the 2nd of December 2020 in Pulukwan. We appeared and we attended that meeting on the 2nd of December 2020. The municipal manager did not attend the meeting. and requested that to be considered so that they reconvene the meeting. Indeed, the meeting was reconvened for the 15th of December 2020. And again, as the presentation shows, the municipal manager did not attend and did not tender an apology. Yet ourselves were attended. And the presentation is not showing that we did attend. That is the issue. Now, at the level of the Honorable MEC, we failed to resolve the issues. It is for this reason that we are appearing before this Honorable Portfolio Committee seeking redress on the issues that at the presentation of the provincial department states have been in the office of the Honorable MEC since February 2019. Let me then deal with the presentation that the municipal manager has made, making reference to the problem areas. Honorable Chairperson, firstly, our understanding is that we are making presentations to this Honorable Committee of Parliament under oath, in which case any false and unsubstantiated evidence presented to this Honorable Committee is considered a serious offense. And I'm making this statement because our response will show that most of the evidence presented by the municipality and the municipal manager are factually incorrect. Let me start with the race clear and specific case, Honorable Chairperson, because that is the first item that the presentation has raised, that we are owing 7.5 million. Chairperson, we have applied for, in April 2020, we applied for the raised clearance certificate in respect of the remainder of Section 168 of the Farm Greater Dian. And the reason why we applied for that is because the initial one that the municipality has issued on the 4th of June 2019 has expired, because the rent clearance certificate has got a validity period of only 2 months. And the reason why it expired is because when we launched with the DIS office said to us, because this is a farm pushing, we need to get the permission of the Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries in terms of the subdivision of Agricultural Land Act of 1970 to be granted consent for the subdivision. So it was not the first request or application that we made in April 2020. It was made in 2019, and the clearance certificate was issued by the municipality. However, through the passage of time, because of other legislative requirements, which consent from the Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries came after the expiry of the first clearance certificate, we had to go back and apply for the rate clearance certificate. And after we applied for this rate clearance certificate in April 2020, the municipality issued us with an account of 8,820 rand on April 30th, 2020. And that is not stated in the presentation of Mr. Jaoud. And this account of 8,820 rand was settled in full and proof of payment forwarded to the municipality and was received by the revenue manager, Mr. Mshari. And having sent the proof of payment, municipality confirmed receipt of that proof of payment per email of the 29th of May 2020 and further stated that the municipality will communicate when the clearance certificate is ready for collection because they were processing it. Municipality later forwarded an account of 1,110 rand on the 3rd of June 2020. This being a clearance fee and the pastel, because when we inquired about what this pastel was, we told that it's a system that generates the clearance certificate, therefore we have to pay for it. And this 1,110 rand was paid in full and proof of payment forwarded on the 4th of June 2020. And since then, we've been making inquiries with the revenue manager, Mr. Zari, the office of the CFO, Mr. Mwani, who told us that we have prepared everything, is in the office of the municipal manager for signature. Eventually, we reached out to the municipal manager, who said to us, yes, he was attending to it. But Chairperson, development does not wait this long. It just tells us, I'm attending to it. And noting that there was a deliberate delay on the part of the municipal manager, we issued a letter of demand through our lawyers in July 2020. And surprisingly, Chairperson, we received a letter through the lawyers of the municipality that we are owing a consolidated account of 5.7 million, which has now grown to 7.5 million that the municipality has shown in this presentation that they've made now. I must say, now, Chairperson, that we have not received that consolidated account. Now, let me deal with this consolidated account, Chairperson, and the act that the municipal manager has referred to. The issue of the municipal manager is making reference to the debt collection and the credit control policy. Chairperson, what is not telling you is that this debt collection and credit control policy was approved by Council on the 29th of June 2020, long after we have settled the 8,820 rand, long after the municipality has indicated that they will communicate to us when the clearance certificate is ready for collection. Section 24 of that policy says that the agreement of this policy shall come into effect on the date of endorsement. It was endorsed by the Honorable Mayor of Greater Giani on the 29th of June 2020. And how does it then become retrospective? That is the question that you need to ask the municipal manager. Why now come with a policy that is not applicable to the rent clearance that was paid for? You issued it, you acknowledged proof of payment, and you communicated that we will advise when to collect the clearance certificate. The other issue that is being raised here, Chairperson, is the issue of Section 118 of the Systems Act. Section 118 is very clear, Chairperson, and I want to read it so that Mr. Jaoge understands. role is.
You said section what, Mr. Piran?
The section that the presentation has referred to, section 118 of the Municipal Systems Act.
Okay, I wanted to know the act. Okay, read it now.
Section 118.1 states that a register of deeds or other registration officer of immovable property may not register the transfer of property except on production to that registration officer of a prescribed certificate issued by the municipality in which that property is situated. And I'm emphasizing that property. The property in question here is remainder of portion 168 of the farm Greater Guyana. Not property, which has been consolidated. Now it's confusing this, and it wants to confuse you as lawmakers. That's why I'm saying there are sexual inaccuracies in his presentation. It is very, the act is very clear. It says that property, and it is that property that we are talking about. It is the right clearance of that property, which is the remainder of the farm, Greater Guyana 8918. So this is where we are. That the policy that is referring to is not relevant on the rate clearance that we have applied for, and the municipality has issued the clearance figure, which is 8,820. We have paid for this account, and the municipality has acknowledged proof of payment, and indicated to us that they will advise when the clearance certificate will be received, and then will be ready for collection. They have asked us to pay a clearance fee of 1,910. We have paid it. They have acknowledged the payment. And now they are coming to say there is a policy that says consolidate, which is a policy that was endorsed on the 29th of June 2020, long after all these processes have been undertaken. This is where we are, Chairperson. That's why I wanted to deal with that, so that you understand the factual inaccuracies in the presentation of Mr. Jahoke. And surprisingly, Chairperson, after the meeting of the 27th of November 2020, I hear the Honorable Mayor of Greater Guyana, the Municipal Manager, and the Executive Mayor say, we had a meeting on the 27th of October 2020. We did not have the meeting on the 27th of October 2020. Let me remind them. The meeting was held on the 27th of November 2020. And this meeting was occasioned by the failure of Mr. Jahoke to attend the meeting of the political management team that was scheduled in Polokwane on the 24th of November 2020. We were invited by the Honorable Mayor to the meeting of the 24th of November 2020. And the meeting was to be held in the boardroom of the Honorable MEC. We waited there for almost 1 hour 30 minutes. And after that, our chairman, Mr. Guna, was called to the boardroom. The mayor, the honorable speaker, the chief whip apologized to Mr. Guna that, look, we have been waiting for Mr. Jahoke, the municipal manager, he's not turning up, he's not coming. Please accept our apologies, can we reschedule? We should schedule the meeting for the 27th of November 2020, not 27th October 2020. And the chairperson, after that meeting of the 27th of November 2020, at which meeting the municipal manager was directed to issue the clearance certificate by the 1st of December, he made that undertaking himself. We received on the 1st of December from the CFO of the municipality a clearance figure of 1,546.87 in respect of the remainder of portion 168. Surely if at that time we were owing 7 million as of the date of November that is dated here, why did we receive from the same municipality a clearance figure of 1,546.87 in respect of this portion 168? That is the question that needs to be answered by the municipality and Mr. Chauke in particular. We paid this money on the same date, and proof of payment was sent to the municipality. To this day, Honorable Chairperson, we have not received the race clearance certificate to enable us to develop and grow the economy of Guyana, as you stated. We have not received that. Now, this 7 million that is being counted is a fallacy. It was presented on the 27th of November 2020. Which told Mr. Chauke how inaccurate that figure is. For starters, there are companies that we are not aware of which have been put in there, like Fairvest, that Masingita group of companies owns Fairvest, therefore you must pay for Fairvest. Fairvest is the company on its own, and therefore all this, in other words, all the properties that are there in Guyana, because Masingita is the largest race player in Guyana, they are lumped into Guyana for payment. And we demonstrated to him that, Mr. Chauke, this is not fair. You are putting properties of companies that are not owned by Masingi. And you are not focusing on this property in terms of section 118. That says that property, 168. And if you are consolidating something that is, you are doing post facto. We explained to him that, and in that meeting of the 27th, in the presence of the Honorable Mayor, the Premier, the Speaker, and the Chief Whip, Mr. Chauke said, please, can you continue servicing the account with the money that you are paying whilst we are resolving these issues? We are resolving our billing system, which is not accurate. Yes, he pleaded with us. And we agreed. And this is the same plea that he made in October 2019 when we met with him. When we showed him this statement that, look, you are billing us for something that is wrong. He asked a question in October 2019. Whilst you are addressing the inaccuracies in our billing system, how much are you prepared to pay? We said to Mr. Chauke, we'll pay 200,000 rand for that property every month. He accepted. But we did not pay that one. We paid even more than that. We were paying 200,000 every month. And we demonstrated to him on the 27th of November 2020 that despite that agreement of October 2019 that we must service the account while we are sorting out Chairperson, let me deal with the issue that is before court. It is true that we approached the court on agency basis to hear our matter and thereafter rule in our favor to direct the municipality to issue the clearance certificate in respect of Portion 168, for which we have paid and the payment acknowledged by the municipality. And we did so, Chairperson, I must put this disclaimer. We went to court reluctantly, considering the amount that is involved, 8,000. And also, we did so in the interest of providing the much needed jobs to the community of Guyana and to promote and develop the economy of Guyana. Despite all these things, we went on agency basis, and it is true that our application was thrust off the roll for its lack of agency, not substance, everything. We have checked it, and that is what he has attached here. He has attached it, Chairperson, in the document that he has made reference to. The court order clearly states it is struck off the roll due to lack of agency. Not substance. We never ventilated on substantive issues. And Mr. Jauke, for lack of a better way, is therefore lying to this honorable committee. We have gone back to court, honorable Chairperson, because we are not getting redress. We have gone back to court to deal with substantive issues. However, we have told our lawyers, please wait, don't speak at no date, because we are waiting for the Honorable Portfolio Committee to address this matter. So this is where we are with this matter. We've told our lawyers we don't need to go to court on an 8,000 rand and then we pay 100,000 rand. We are taking it administratively and through the proper channels to Parliament, and we want Parliament to pronounce on this thing. That's why in my presentation, I've asked that within 3 days, if you are convinced of our submission herein, direct the municipal manager to issue the clearance certificate for portion 168, and we will withdraw the court papers. We are making that understanding. Let me deal with the first issue that Mr. Jauke has raised. The issue of the valuation roll. Honorable Chairperson, we raised the improper valuation of properties in our meeting with Mr. Jauke, the municipal manager, in October 2019. And having acknowledged the proper valuations, which led to the municipality issuing an accurate statement of account, the municipal manager asked us, as I said, how much can you pay to service your account whilst we are addressing the improper valuation and the billing. To which we responded that we will pay 200,000 per month, and that was accepted by the municipal manager. And as I said, despite paying more than the agreed amount, the municipal manager never attempted to expeditiously address the inaccuracies until when we exposed him at the meeting of the political management team of Greater Guyana, which was held on the 27th. Of November 2020. And then, having exposed the municipal manager at this meeting, the municipal manager made a further plea the amount we were currently paying and to allow him time again to attend to the improper valuation that led to the issuance of inaccurate statement of account. As we appear before this honorable committee, we have had two meetings with the chief financial officer of the municipality. And the issues that we have raised are still being resolved. They are not yet resolved. We had a meeting on the 27th of November 2020 where the CFO of the municipality said, allow me to forward you the reconciliation, then make assessment. Indeed, the CFO, who is cooperating very well, I must state that, he is cooperating very well, forwarded the reconciliation. We have looked at the reconciliation, and having looked at the reconciliation, we then requested that we have another meeting with him. And the meeting was scheduled on the 30th of January 2021 this year. We went through this reconciliation and our observation on the reconciliation, and we agreed on the way forward that they are going to make certain adjustments, and on our side we will write letters to the municipality, one, to withdraw all the interest that we have been charged as a result of inaccurate billing by the municipality. So the process is still on. Nothing has so far been resolved, but as I'm saying, we are cooperating with the office of the municipal manager. Now, despite all this, Mr. Jauke writes us a letter that in terms of Section 56 of the Municipal Property Rates Act, we must be liable for payments. We must just pay. He forgets about the undertakings that we have made at his request, that please don't stop paying, just pay whatever you can whilst I'm resolving my billing system. He has forgotten about that. He writes us a letter, Chairperson. Now, while the improper valuation has been resolved, I must acknowledge the improper valuation has been resolved. The municipality still has a duty to correct the inaccurate statement of account, which is a matter that we are currently dealing with the office of the CFO. One other issue that we raised in the meeting, Chairperson, is the issue of the statements of accounts which are not compliant with the provisions of Section 27.1 of the Municipal Property Rates Act. Section 21.1 is very clear. It says the municipality must, not may, the municipality must furnish each person liable for the payment of the rate with a written account specifying the amount due for rate payable, the date on which, on or before which the amount is payable, how the amount was calculated, the market value of the property. Chairperson, was demonstrated in the meeting of the 27th of November 2020 in the presence of the Honorable Mayor, the Honorable Speaker and the Chief Whip, that the statements of account that are being issued by the municipality are not compliant with the provisions of Section 27.1. We are only shown a figure, boom, pay 1 million. How the municipality has arrived to 1 million, we are not shown, as it is provided for in the Act. what the market value of that property is, we are not sure. It is provided for in the act. It is for this reason that Mr. Chauke requested again, made a plea again, please continue servicing the account whilst I'm sorting out the inaccurate building system. And that is not being said in the presentation that you have made. Honorable Chairperson, let me deal with the issue of the land. The land used to be the mall.
Give you 10 minutes to sum up, ne?
Okay.
On the other side, I'll give you 10 minutes.
Okay.
Because we should finish that chapter stage ourselves. And members would like to interact with your presentation because they don't just come and talk to us, then the next thing we don't interact with your presentation. Sure. Proceed.
The statement of Mr. Chauke says we have, Masingita has occupied the land that belongs to the municipality. What this honorable committee is not being told is that the municipality gave us permission on the 13th of August, 2018. We received a letter from the municipality. I want to read paragraph 2 of that letter. Paragraph 2 reads, in aim of implementing resolutions of the meeting held on the 25th of July 2018, the municipality hereby grants Masingita approval for the closing of the existing tar road between the old and the new mall, and further grant opening of the gravel bypass for the use of non-motorized and motorized traffic. But then what is being presented to you is that we have occupied illegally as it stands. Secondly, this honorable committee is not also being told that the municipality worked with us in the construction of the road. On the 25th of July, 2018, Mr. Chauke presided over the meeting with us and we've got minutes to that effect. It then says, there's the 1.9 million that we are owing, that must have been paid within 30 days. Chairperson, I have a serious challenge with this because we have a municipal manager who does not understand what his role is, and he has been paying to the fiduciary duties. We have a memorandum of agreement with the municipal manager to buy land that is owned by the municipality. He has decided to appoint Transport Mbewe Atelier as the conveyor. And section 2.2 of that says it is recorded that the purchase price will be payable into the account of the conveyor, Ransford Mbewe Atelier. The seller shall provide the conveyor with the details of the account. The seller is the municipality. Upon request immediately prior to the transfer. And the seller goes on to say, the purchaser, ourselves, must within 30 days of signature thereof issue an acceptable bank guarantee, not pay the money every day into his account. An acceptable bank guarantee to be paid to the conveyancing attorneys on registration of transfer. On registration, not now, because we are still waiting for his own conveyancer to attend to the conveyancing and transfer, which has not yet been done since this agreement was signed. Now he comes here to say we are owing 1.9 million. Based on this, and it was supposed to be paid within 30 days. Because we are occupying. Yet he has not done his own job with his conveyancers. which informed our design and construction philosophies. Now, yes, Mr. Chauke writing to us today, you have constructed road of poor quality. When, since the inception of the construction, the design actually, which was approved by the municipality, because there is no way a private developer can develop without the design being approved by the municipality. There is no way we can attend to construction before, I mean, without the involvement of the municipality. And the municipality has been with us throughout. It then says, it's poor workmanship. Long after the road has been constructed, long after the road has been constructed and completed in 2018, it comes to inspect it in 2020, when we have been given a completion certificate by the same municipality that the road has been satisfactorily completed. Now, there is a council resolution, Chairperson. A council resolution that was made in 2015 that says that we must construct the road. It's a council resolution that says, please kindly note that council has resolved that the proposed closure can only be considered for approval once the following conditions are met. The first condition is that the proposed alternative street is established before council can approve the closure of the unnamed road. Now, have we complied with that condition? The answer is yes. And the answer is found in the letter that is written by the same municipality on the 13th of August 2018, in which the municipality is giving my signature permission for the approval of the closing of the existing car roads and center grant the opening of the bypass for the use of non-motorized and motorized traffic. That is where the answer lies from the same municipality. The second condition is that my signature note that the municipality currently has no budget for the proposed alternative road. If the municipality had a budget, they will construct it. Because it's a street or a road for public use. Now they are saying to us, the municipality has no budget currently, and therefore, Masingita should source funding for the construction of the alternative road. Indeed, Chairperson, we agreed, because we told them of opportunities within Development Bank of Southern Africa and GTI, but they did not participate. We went to source funding. We said to them, okay, for us to be able to go and do all these things that we're saying, to go and source funding, let us enter into the service level agreement. And the municipality agreed. We prepared service level agreement to source funding on behalf of the municipality, which at that current moment did not have the budget for the proposed alternative road. And the agreement was clear that the Masingita will be compensated 50% of the funds which shall have been sourced. We then go 50-50 on the funds that shall have been sourced. And that, this other part, that the 50% that day for the municipality will grant us rebates on property rates for a certain period. And then lastly, the municipality will exchange land, because that road was being built on privately owned land. And on the other hand, we had made an application to exchange land that belongs to the municipality with Masingita land, which Mr. Chauke did not agree to. Instead, he says, you must buy our land. But today, he comes to you, Chairperson, and says, we want to absorb the new road into our asset register. Yet he has not compensated for that road. In terms of the service level agreement that he himself has abandoned, his predecessors had agreed in terms of the custom resolution. Now he has abandoned it, but now he wants to absorb that road into his asset register. He even commissioned nearly three consultants to go and conduct an investigation on a privately owned road that has been constructed by Masubi. Why has he done that? Because he wants to absorb it into his asset register. But at the same time, he says, no, I'm not going to compensate you for this. So this is what is being presented to Chairperson. I've dealt with the meeting of the PMT on the 27th of November, and I think in the interest of time, I will deal with lastly the issue of the agreements that he has said on the 27th of November. There were agreements. We received two sets of agreements, Chairperson. The two separate agreements with different contents altogether. The one version says this, the other version says that. We asked for a meeting with them. And his legal advisor, the official in the department, wrote us an email on the 10th of December, that further to email dated 2 December, we confirm our availability to meet with yourself on Monday, 14th December, 2028, 12 o'clock. We went there, Chairperson. An hour before we went, we were supposed to attend, I called Mr. Kavan, who is the legal manager. We sent this email. Where are we holding the meeting? He said this meeting will not happen because the principal manager is not available. We will advise you when that meeting is going to take place. To date, we have not been told when the meeting is going to take place. And they come here today, we are not playing ball. Thank you, Chairperson.
I would have to recognize members to ask clarity for question, but colleagues, by the look of things, you have seen that the department was trying to resolve this matter. Then they say COVID interrupted this matter. I have a particular view, but I'll allow you to raise questions. Maybe let me allow to ask questions for clarity to say, how do we get this matter resolved? We see this petition, when we get it from the speaker's office, we say so maybe we must use this petition to model whether local economic development is actually happening in our local municipalities. For those of you who might not know where Giani is, Giani municipality it used to be the administration of the old Gazanko administration in the former apartheid government. Now that this new government has introduced the issue of PFC and the municipalities, we don't want a situation where people will start to say the apartheid era was better than what we than what where we are now. Dr. Tao has shared with me pictures now that we're showing how people were being flooded, but we're going to deal with that item tomorrow. This is not tomorrow. I think we're dealing with it tomorrow or next week today. On the state of the disaster, because whenever we deal with the municipality, we always ask what are the other issues, so that today we don't deal with the teams, tomorrow the municipality comes, we deal with the issue. So So the issue of the development of the town becomes very critical. I think it's in the best interest of both the municipality, including the stakeholders. That's why my group will always say the municipality must facilitate local economic development for the community. Did you omit? I see your hand is up, and Mr. Tizzi?
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I have with me our chairman, Mr. Michael Bula, who wants to just give a brief of 2-3 minutes. If you may, with your permission, Honorable Chairperson.
Now, I think if that is the case, I would then just close alone. Maybe you will address me also responding to the questions that the members will have. So it will be covered. Let me see the hands. Yes, and then it will be...
Sorry, Chair. It was a mistake. I'm in the doctor. I told the whip to say it has to change our conversation with the doctor.
Oh, I see. I noticed that you have mentioned that you've got interest on. It's a very
Please, can you talk to Mr. Pili and give you the... Give him my email so that I'll talk to them. Hey, I need this development in my area in Kazakhstan.
Okay, I was joking. We're not using
No, I need it.
Let's deal with the matter. It will be Teresa, Steve, and Giuseppe. Let's just go that we should be out of here, colleagues. If we are late, if we go beyond. I've got a particular room, but I don't want to improve. I just let discuss it first. Teresa?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. We don't want to, because the case is up to care, we don't want to have a particular position on this matter. But some of the issues that we have might pertain to what we have been saying in the committee about rural development and coupled with rural activity, economic activity, which should discourage the rural migration of rural residents to urban areas that are already overpopulated. Hence, rural depopulation, Chairperson, and developments that we want to see are developments that should not put a rural municipality into a state of rurality. And if you look at the presentation of Masingita, Masingita group of companies, it's quite impressive in terms of the things and the track record that they present to this committee. And given our outcries in terms of what rural activities are there that could even give rise to the revenue development of those rural municipalities, so that the idea is that those rural municipalities must then have the capacity to collect self-revenue. But coupled with the division of revenue being amended in its formula in terms of what it gives to the municipality on an annual basis. But Chair, see what I'm thinking of saying about such things. You know, you'll find Frank Fanon saying, I quote, "We dare never fail to realize the fact that sometimes people hold a core belief that is very strong when they are presented with evidence that works against the belief.
the new evidence cannot be accepted. It would create a feeling that is extremely uncomfortable, called cognitive dissonance. And because it is so important to protect the core belief, they will rationalize, they will ignore, they will deny anything that does not fit in with the belief. And Jesus says that, and I quote, "The oppressed always believe the worst about themselves." Now, Chair, I have some few questions to the probably because I want clarity on some few issues. I'm not going to take time. He says that the payment in terms of rate, if payment has been made and acknowledged by the municipality, and you have informed the company that you will communicate when clearance certificate is ready for collection, why are you not signing and issue the clearance certificate? The second one should relate to the court litigations. Masilita says it has reluctantly approached the court for recourse because of your delay in issuing the clearance certificate. And Masilita further says that if you issue the certificate, it will withdraw its court case. Why are you not issuing it? The other thing I want to understand, Chairperson, is why is the MM always not available? What is the MM busy with if he does not understand meeting? It does not attend meetings that are legal meetings. What is without tendering a due apologies? Because even here, in the committee, Chairperson, we can't just go and disrespect you and not say where we are going. You need to know where we're going so that you can put that on record. So I want to understand, maybe I do not know much about municipalities myself, but you can rest assured that I'm learning. So why are you saying that the case, can you clarify the substance for us vis-a-vis agency? Because we have seen that there's lack of understanding between you and Masilita, that you are saying substance and some and the company saying agency. So I do not know if you have the same documents between the two of you. If you are perusing the same document, if you do, please clarify why the position that you have put in the committee. In terms of the land use to build a mall, if you have given formal permission to Masilita to use the land, why are you creating an impression that Masilita occupied the land illegally? Can you clarify that on the past? Because we don't want to get one side of the story in the because our duty is to ensure that we don't have a particular position, and as well as to get an understanding on the issues. Chair, what you said on Section 51 of the Constitution, I only always close that section myself. I always bump to it. I think it's between the pages that I always read in the Constitution. So it always comes up that those objects are to promote social and economic development, and the development that we need in communities, particularly in the rural communities. So this calls for a healthy environment, a conducive environment, because if you don't have conducive environment and all these subjective delays, you are bound to derail the progress of our people. You are bound to postpone or go down in history as someone who derailed the process of our people, and a chance and an opportunity that come as a result of those that the investors that actually assist the municipality to create jobs, as our position puts it clear in terms of the economic zones, special economic zones, and also the exemption of in terms of exemption of those that have created 2,000 jobs, in particularly in those areas, from taxation. Now, I think that should be the way forward, Chair, in terms of the genuinity of relations between the developers and the municipal officials. It mustn't be that the CFO is working well with so-and-so group and the MM is working. It must just be a collective approach, because I don't think that we can have a situation where we it just has to be collective. We can't have people that are doing otherwise, because we don't want our people to be caught up in that situation. Thank you very much, Chairman.
Thank you.
Traditional affairs.
Thank you so much, colleagues.
I would at this stage not want to comment on the inputs that were made by the relevant role players, because the matter is sub judice. I, however, Chairperson, really hope that the relevant role players in this regard can find each other, and that this does not prolong, or this doesn't go into a long, prolonged court battle at the you know, so that the communities must therefore be the ones that suffers under such. And that is my hope. But for the reasons of it being sub judice, I don't want to interact with the content of what has been deliberated by the role players. And I hope that my wish can be granted and be so recorded. Thank you very much, Chair.
That's very progressive. You see, with decisions every day, we then see the gaps and the loopholes that you expect. And I think you have put a very constructive recommendation and input and recommendation. We'll take it further. Honorable Director.
Thank you, Chairperson. You know, Chairperson, when we discuss issues of local economic development, they are very close to my heart, because in my other life, I used to be the MMC of local economic development. And fortunately, my municipality is one of the beneficiaries of Masengeta, because they have built a mall in one of our townships in Thabo Mtaung, which assisted in generating employment and also increasing our revenue collection as a municipality. Chair, as one was listening to this presentation, which was made by all the relevant stakeholders, one thing that one would like to say to all the relevant stakeholders is that as South Africa, we are faced by poverty, we are faced by unemployment. And it is important that in our local areas, local municipalities, we prioritize the programs of local economic development. And we know that in most of our municipalities, local economic development is underfunded. Hence, it is important that the municipality builds a healthy relationship with the stakeholders, relevant stakeholders such as your investors and business communities. So that healthy relationship is important, because it's going to assist us in eradicating poverty and creating employment as it is what we need in our area. I don't have much questions, but because the matter is a judicial matter. However, I need clarity. If both relevant stakeholders involved, they can be able to respond to those matters, they can respond. If they are unable, that's okay. When the Masengeta was making a presentation, they indicated that they were approached by municipality, if I heard correctly, to source funds for the infrastructure projects that they have named, and it was in 2015 and 2019. So I would like to know that if there was any memorandum of understanding that was signed by the municipality between Masengeta and municipality in those years, and if that memorandum of understanding was in line with the relevant legislation that guides the municipality. And then secondly, on the issue of property rates, we know that the collection rate of the municipality for the municipality has dropped due to the COVID-19. And it is important that we encourage all the relevant stakeholders to pay property rates. However, Masengeta has indicated that the property rate that they have been built with is improper. Can you please be clarified if that whether that property rate has been improper since the beginning, or it started when this matter of dispute started? And secondly, is there no possibility between the municipality and Masengeta to discuss the matter and come up with a compromise settlement so that they can deal with this matter once and for all? And then it is also alleged that the MM told the DPSA that he does not know anything about the project, despite what the Masengeta has presented as the evidence of communication between them and the municipality. So can we please get a clarity from the municipal manager as to what led to him disowning the project, and or if he did not, what was the discussion with the DPSA that led to the DPSA there is that when the municipality was giving a Masungita that piece of land, was there a memorandum of understanding that was signed? Was there any requirement from the municipality or any conditions from the municipality to Masungita in order for them to utilize that land? Was that a municipal land sold to Masungita through advertisement, council resolution, or solicited gift? That's what I would like to have a clarity on. And then, Chair, lastly, I would like to check within all the relevant stakeholders, is there any possibility that they can be able to settle this matter out of court? Because going to court is going to take time, it's going to take a lot of money from both affected stakeholders, and somewhere, somehow, it may have a negative implication and also ruin the relationship between the affected stakeholders. If there's a possibility that they can try and find each other, why can't they explore that possibility if possible? Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Director. Can I recognize Honorable Mpumza? Honorable Mpumza?
Yes, Chairperson. Thank you very much. Good morning, Chair.
Hello, Honorable Mpumza. Good day. That's 28 minutes to 1.
Yeah, but
you missed me in the morning. I don't know what happened.
Sorry, Chair. I missed you.
And look at the picture. I kept you. There's no such nice pictures in the
I am in Manjelis.
Oh,
yeah, Manjelis is my story.
Yeah, I
see. Thanks, sir. First and foremost, I was a bit hesitant to appreciate this presentation from both the Masungata group and the municipality. But Chair, first and foremost, I would like to, because in the presentation of the municipal minister, Mr. Chalbe, am I correct? In this presentation, there is a clause that that was sending a signal to us that in terms of the petition act, where the petition act of the province, we were not supposed to one welcome this petition or either to be part of this meeting so that we are engaged with this petition. I would like to advise the MM perhaps to go and appraise himself with the section 56 and 58 of the Constitution in relation to the powers of this committee as a committee of parliament. And these matters, whether they are subject to now, they are also before parliament, and parliament must be seized with that matter as the parliament of the people. Parliament being the servant of the people. The present government has a program of an integrated industrialization of townships and rural settings in the country. When you look at this particular presentation by the Masungita Group of companies, and their intervention assist to turn around the rural landscape so that local economic development and job creation becomes a feature of the development in Guyana. Now, what would be the local economic development policy? I'm asking the mayor here, particularly the PNP. What is your local economic development policy? Because part of your agenda as the municipality is to develop the economy of that particular area. What is your view? Let aside the petition. What is your view and your policy? We want to get your perspective in relation to the local economic development or trajectory of that area under currently under your leadership. And how are you actually considering this standoff as politicians in that area between your administration and this Masingita group of companies? And how are you, as the leadership there, actually creating a conducive environment for that local economic development? And why has it come to this particular stage? Why is this matter going to Parliament, leaving your own Parliament behind? Why have not been able to prescribe poverty resolution? Yes, development and the enemy. It is in the nature of development. That contradiction must arise. So this dispute is not something that is anathema to development. Why then is the leadership? I get a sense, I don't get a sense that the leadership of Guyana and that of the district are hands on in actually driving development in that area, because you would have facilitated this matter not to come and appear before this committee of parliament. As representative of the people of Guyana, I would like to understand from you, is it indeed correct that council had resolved on these matters as per Mr. Peary is alleging, that your council have taken resolution, have taken a resolution on this matter of this vote? At what stage then, if indeed you have taken that resolution, you have found it unbecoming to take a stand off so that it becomes a matter between the municipal manager and the group? Where is your facilitation role in this matter if you indeed hands on with local economic development in that local municipality? Is it true that you have entered into an MOU with the Masingita group? Because the presentation by municipal manager, it appears that the municipal manager is indicating that even this road under dispute is not part of your integrated development plan. If then there is a resolution of council, how come that the municipal manager would indicate that is not part of your development plan? since then there's no resolution of guns yet, Masengeta is arguing that the council resolution to that effect. There is an allegation that there is a service level agreement between you and this company group. Why then do you come here if that is true? Why would you come to the Committee of Council of Parliament and allow the municipal manager to say the opposite? Can the leadership of this municipality, please, appraise us as this committee and take us into confidence and go to detail on these areas that I'm raising and the leadership of that municipality? Thanks, Chair.
The bottom line is that Masingita Group of Company owns the municipality
the monies that need to be settled, or we enter into an arrangement so that legislatively we are not found wanting during the audit period by issuing clearance certificates, which are will be contrary to the legislation. I will still as well like to indicate that this consolidated figure arises from the properties that during the verification period, where which met the period indicated that it has been resolved, we also found that there were some companies that the entity has changed the naming or transferring it to another subsidiary that which is still under Masingita Group, which the municipality was not notified in terms of updating information. So what I would like to indicate is that the billing, it's the amount that we are being owed by Masingita is correct. The technicalities that have been addressed in our meeting that was held in January with our finance department does not change the material figure. It's that of slight technicalities which have been addressed, but the bottom line in terms of what is being owed to the municipality remains. However, we are saying, if I'm to ask a question right now, to say, we are saying we are owing us 7 million. Your team and our team has met and agreed on issues that led to us having arrived at that. If you are in dispute, we also welcome to you to discuss that. In your own opinion, from the 8 million that we are saying you're owing us, how much do you think you're owing us? If it's 4 million, when are you willing to pay that 4 million? If it's 2 million, when are you willing to pay that 2 million? So what we're trying to say is there's a room for us to can meet amicably and resolve this issue. The memorandum of understanding that resulted from the meeting that was chaired by our honorable speaker addressed all the issues. In actual fact, that MOA was saying if it's signed, the rate clearance certificate will be released in 3 days' time. If it's signed, it means that a Masingita group of companies will withdraw all the court cases and also withdraw the petitions that have been sent to various departments in order for us to resolve these issues amicably. So what we're saying is that, and we're still saying, is that let's sign the memorandum of understanding as resolved in our meeting. And we need to make sure that in that 5-6 signing, we agree on what is on the content so that as a municipality, tomorrow we're able to produce something to back us up during the audit period in line with the legislation. So we are saying they owe us, but we don't think they must pay everything that we have reflected. Let's meet each other halfway and have an arrangement which we can show to council to say we have agreed, they've agreed, they will be paying this much. In terms of the land that they've occupied, I also indicated that in the spirit of development, under normal circumstances, we wouldn't have allowed them to start with the construction before we can agree in terms of the settlement of the amount that is due to the for that road. But in the interest of the development, we said we gave them a permission to occupy, to do the construction, so that because they had targets to open the mall, and we understood that the mall will add in terms of local economic development. It is in that spirit that we agreed that they should build there, but at the cost of which is attached to the property as a given to us by the property value. Hence, anything that relates to the land, the chairman has signed the memorandum of offer to purchase that land, and that is the amount that we were saying that it should be, the guarantee should be given within 30 days that we have not agreed to raise. Still, on that note, we are saying that is the money that we need as an institution. Let's meet each other halfway and resolve this issue amicably. I am willing, as the accounting officer, to meet with Masingita Group and meet each other halfway on this matter. in a legislative guided manner that will not compromise both institutions. So if we can have that memorandum of understanding signed today, Chairperson, they will receive the clearance today and whatever. So it doesn't, if the MOA was very clear and it would have solved a lot of problems if they had signed it, we shouldn't be sitting here because it covered a whole range of issues where we had disputes. In areas where we would not agree, we made in the memorandum of understanding that in areas that were not part of the meeting, we recognize that we have ongoing relationship with Masinza Group, we will be setting up meetings to resolve the same. So we are willing, if they sign the MOA today, before end of business today, they get their clearance, and then we are done with this matter, and we resolve everything in a amicable manner. Now, I would like to indicate that from where I'm sitting, I haven't seen any signed SLAs like the honorables were asking prior my time in relation to what has been presented. And in the absence of that, I'm unable to execute anything that has not been signed by council. I haven't seen that. I'm definitely saying that that MOA should have came during our deliberations, hence we had to enter into those meetings. In conclusion, I'm saying, Masinza Group, we had the meeting, we ironed out our issues, we agreed on resolutions, let's stick to the resolutions, sign them off. Before end of business today, you have your clearance certificate. Before end of business today or tomorrow, you'll be concluding on your withdrawal of the cases and other issues that we have agreed upon. And these other issues can be simply resolved. I'm just requesting that in the presence of this conflict, let's try and meet each other halfway and ensure that we don't compromise the other institution in resolving these issues. We should approach it in a win-win situation. That's what I'm striving for. Thank you, Chairperson.
Masinza Group, who's speaking? In the place of proposing your effort, you've listened to him. We're listening, but I'm going to propose a very good way for what that will be. I think everybody will like it.
Thanks very much, Honorable Chair and Honorable members of the Portfolio Committee, the Executive Mayor and the Greater Giani Mayor and other members that are represented here. You know, as per our presentation, and as per our response, you know, what I see, by the way, you know, maybe I didn't introduce myself as Michael Kuna, the chairman and the founder of this company. And as I was indicating, as per our presentation, and as per our response, and listening well to the presentation by the executive mayor and the mayor and, you know, the province, you know, and the MN, and also listening to the members of the portfolio committee that, you know, responded, you know, I'm a bit, you know, worried, because, you know, we have just had, you know, a SONA, which was presented by the president and which talks about accelerating economic development. But you see, when you listen to the MMM, what I see from the MMM, I see arrogance. I don't see somebody who's, you know, having knowledge of turning around, you know, this so-called, you know, rural development. Because to him, the importance is to chase 1 million as opposed to creating jobs that can, you know, help, you know,
thousands of people that are starving of hunger. You know, if Inna Allah him and the politicians within the area, in this instance, it's more violent. You know, I would have loved, you know, to see a situation whereby they would have intervened long ago, and this matter was supposed to have been resolved long ago. Because you see, what I see, you know, if you look at our presentation and it was presented, you know, by Peter, you can see that, you know, when he came in, he chose, you know, to neglect, you know, the cancer resolution that were taken by the previous administration. And as he moved forward, he just takes decision on his own. And I'm not surprised why he's taking decision on his own. Because you see, he's a businessman. A businessman at the same time working for government. That person, you know, he's got, putting a leg this side and a leg this side. And at the same time, he wants to compete with the business people. And you see, you know, he's, you know, always trying to write letters and, you know, questioning what we're doing as Masini. Because you see, he wants to destroy the name Masini, and he won't be able to destroy the name Masini. We have just developed the very same world which is in Diani. We have seen now during this heavy rain, the bridge and how we constructed that, you know, development. It stood, you know, all the time. And, you know, it has even won the international award. And most municipalities, they are inviting us to say, how can we work together with you? But in Guyana, you know, whereby, you know, that area has been developed by the apartheid government. And since 1994, when they put the bulk infrastructure, that bulk infrastructure has never been maintained. Has never been upgraded. And we're fighting about, you know, the 1 million which is not there. Because you see, the inaccuracy of billing. We don't owe any money. It's just that, you know, he's got an ego, which is not going to take him anywhere. You know, we want to stimulate development, we want to create jobs for people. But I think if we sit here and, you know, debate about, you know, administrative issues. How are we going to grow the economy? How are we going to stimulate jobs? Because, you know, the administration that was supposed to happen in their office is not happening. We have to come to high, this high level. I was very happy when, you know, the last, you know, member who asked, you know, whether do you have a plan how to develop, you know, that area. I can tell you they won't have plans because, you see, he doesn't have that knowledge. He doesn't even have capacity. That's why you find that, you know, you say something, the other staff members will say something. If you can talk to the head of the finance, he'll tell you something, he'll tell you something. All what he's trying to do is just to frustrate Masinita because, you know, he's the, somebody that, you know, works with, you know, politicians. And some of the politicians support him because, you see, he'll then, he will take money from them, very same municipality, and pay them. So, biggest problem here, if, you know, this, you know, government is serious about stimulating development, we must institute, you know, investigation in that municipality. And also check whether he's fit to be in that position. Because, you know, to be a municipal minister, you have to understand legal, you have to understand finance, and you must have a vision where you want to take the municipality. Because running a municipality is a business. So you're having someone who's running a bottle store and running the municipality, and he's lying. Chair, I'm saying let's take this thing serious if we want to move forward with the development of the economy of this country. President Ramaphosa was talking about that some 2 days. And if we don't do that, we'll be failing this country.
Thank
second, your point, how can I will run out of time? This is an ongoing matter. Again, that's why you, this is the matter that we are going to also look at the way we got the report from the disaster management to, I think it's one of the municipalities we need to adopt, like we've done with other colleagues. I think I need to propose a way forward. Having listened to both sides, the commitment by the MM, the department is still going to go there to facilitate this. So I've seen D.G. Williamson is still here. Still here? Yeah, I think you are too. I think we should, as you think, we need to then propose directly to D.G. We see whom do you deploy nationally, and together with the provincial government, you facilitate the resolution between the parties within a month. You should go. I see there's been commitment on the MM side that is this what happens. So COGTA nationally, you do that together with COGTA in the province. I think we're in level 3. Can hold meetings if you want to go to do site inspection. You can do that, as you were saying in your presentation. It can be that we are leaving, we are going on with others now. Since December, this matter has been mute. Event. I see your last meeting was on the 15th of December. So we are giving you a month. We are going to schedule you in the next month, all of you. And then we'll give ourselves ample time to schedule you in the evening. So that if you don't then resolve this matter, you keep what your commitment of what you're saying. But you see, in all these things, I think I want to plead with both parties. At times, I hear the tone of the chairman as he was speaking. We need to, even when emotions are high, at the end of the day, the people of Guyana that are going to suffer, that are suffering. At the end of the day, that municipality must have revenue for it to thrive. We might have, as the executive mayor of Mupani has said, that I find it very disturbing, Mayor Shai, for their personality traits. We don't know that when we're running organizations, both sides. And that when I want to pull any muscle, the other M, then you won't do that work. To use the position that you are holding at your end, because if there were decisions of councils that were there, unless they are revoked, then there should be valid reason, because you can't revoke a decision of councils that affected parties. So these are the matters that I should think. We deliberately had this conversation. I would have said earlier this matter, let's go back, so that Captain Nationality DG, you hear what is the view of this committee. The speaker wants this matter resolved. So we're going to reschedule within them. Then don't bring we'll see how do you deal with this matter so that then we're able to revert to us. And then I will also include yourself, Executive Mayor, as part of the dispute resolution, especially in the context of DGM. You will have heard me earlier today. You should have played that central role. This matter shouldn't have reached the floor before we get off with that matter. But there are also lessons learned that we're going to derive out of this. We're going to, as part of our recommendation, we're going to deal with that. But for now, we've heard both sides of the story. Ours is to resolve this matter as expeditiously as possible. We can see this matter and that the commitment to say, there's no way that people will have to mitigate to get services on matters that are of real concern that you can sign memorandums of understanding. So let's leave it there. We'll take it as a matter and as we progress. A man, Shireen, will schedule the meeting, then we are going to reconvene. And then when it comes there, and we would like to have them to come and make a presentation on the local economy. we also need to understand the dynamics of the UN community now with the pandemic. But I think we're also with you next week on the disaster management matters. We'll still share and raise these matters with you. Can I attend this meeting and behave like a dictator? We've run beyond the lunch hour with your colleagues. And they looked out of the room. They still have another meeting later in the evening. Otherwise, I'm going to dispose of them. I find myself with honorable speech and the meeting, yes, agent, I want to thank all of you. District must facilitate as part of the dispute resolution. And I want to thank you, Executive Mayor. Thank you, Mayor and the PMP. And then thank you, Dr. Mjadi, and the team, the super staff, everybody who has been here. And thank you, my computer group, for raising this message.